For the past year, protesters have gathered outside the Kingston and Kinderhook offices of Representative John Faso every Friday, something they call Faso Fridays. Some are protesting the fact that the congressperson hasn't held a traditional town hall where he answers questions from constituents. Others are hoping he votes to keep the current health care system, and others have different reasons to protest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On Friday, January 26th, several dozen protesters gathered outside Faso's Kingston office on the sidewalk, holding signs and singing songs. A Saugerties man, George Freeman, says he went inside with seven other protesters to deliver letters in support of the current health care law to the congressperson. They entered the lobby, and where they usually found a Faso staffer to greet them, they found no one. So they headed upstairs to the Faso office. When they entered, they told the staff there they were there to drop off letters, and one of the staff members said he was supposed to be down in the lobby, but got pulled away for a second. He took them back down to the lobby, but then disappeared into the neighboring office of Republican State Senator George Amador. Through the glass, the protesters could see the Faso staffer get on the phone and make a call. He stayed in the office for a few minutes, and then a police officer arrived. But let's let George Freeman tell the story.
You were at the Kingston office, Representative John Faso, on Friday, January 26th. And so it was the regular protest that takes place there every Friday at noon? You were at the Kingston office, Representative John Faso, on Friday, January 26th. And so it was the regular protest that takes place there every Friday at noon?
Correct. It's noon at 721 Broadway. There's a group of regulars that meet. It's loosely organized. I guess citizen action is involved, but it's fairly grassroots. People show up, grab a sign, hang out for an hour, listen to some music, try to make our position known. And it's a regular thing. This was actually the one-year anniversary this last Friday.
And then, so what happened on this past Friday, January 26th?
Well, somebody had gone and done a letter-writing campaign where they had 200 letters written to Representative Faso, and the idea was to deliver these. And somebody had the idea that maybe it would be better than one person dropping off a bunch of 200 letters, that maybe each of us could grab a handful and go in and present it and make more of kind of a, not a show of force, but just a show of popularity for the, supporting the letters. So we went into the office with these letters. It was maybe eight of us. I don't think it was any more than that. And it's my understanding that there's supposed to be a representative for Mr. Faso in the lobby to keep us from going up to his office on the second floor, which is fine, but there was nobody at the lobby. So we went up to the second floor and knocked on the door, and we're told we should have left them in the lobby. We explained that there was nobody down there. Somebody came out another door at the office, says, oh, that was my responsibility. I was called away. I apologize. Please follow me. And he led us downstairs. It was non-confrontational. As a matter of fact, many of the people in the group that had been in the office before knew this man by name. You know, this guy, we'll just go down. He'll take care of us. So we went downstairs, and instead of taking the letters, he went into another office. Mr. Amador, the state senator, also has an office in that building, and I guess they're on friendly terms. So this representative walked into Amador's office. It had a glass wall. We could see he got on his phone, and we really were at that position where we just wanted to give him the letters and go back outside. There was no reason for the wait. So we waited patiently for a few minutes. And lo and behold, the police show up, one officer. And we're not sure what this is about, but it seems that the representative of Mr. Faso had registered a complaint with the police. And so they were brought in, and at that point, when the police asked for our side of the story, we just said, we're trying to deliver these letters. So he watched us give the letters and watched us go outside. And, it was all said and done. But it was a very kind of odd transaction, and that, Faso's office could have just accepted the letters and be done with it. So it made me a little suspicious of the motivation of getting law enforcement involved when we were being, courteous and non-confrontational. It was just... It,
Did the police officer explain to you why he was called to the scene?
No, I mean, I think that I could hear through the glass that Faso's guy was explaining that there was a, you know, that he felt maybe threatened or something. But really, again, some people were on a first-name basis with him. There was nobody there probably younger than 50 years old. It was not exactly a mob storming the castle, so we were a little bit confused as to the misunderstanding.
And nobody made any threatening remarks or...
No.
A spokesperson for Representative John Faso confirmed that the police were called and gave this statement, quote, "Property management does not allow signs or demonstrations in their building, and after requests made to remove the signs were ignored, authorities were notified to help prevent any potential disruptions to other tenants in the building. The office welcomes correspondents from all constituents and has worked with the weekly demonstrators that gather outside of the Kingston office every Friday to ensure they have the opportunity to make their voices heard every week, while also respecting the building owner's rules," unquote. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM.